Hi, I'm Lynn Miles, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. This song is called My Road, and it's really just about being a touring musician and the romance of it and the agony of it, I guess. Wilderness and neon nights, the heartbreak, the bittersweet, the loneliness, the empty streets, northern lights and closed gas stations.
That's a beautiful, beautiful song. A beautiful way to start out Tell the Band to Go Home today. It is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, and we are here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff. And hopefully you'll stick around, because I know it's going to be a good one today. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm glad to have you on board. That was Lynn Miles. She performed in our fine city this week, and it was pretty swell. Hopefully you got out there to catch that. If you were really lucky, or really smart, perhaps. Maybe you made it out to Onanoa last night. Boy, I would have loved to have done that. If you made it, let me know what I missed. Try to go easy on me, and so she was great. Played with Scott Nolan once again, and they're such a great combination. The more and more they play together, the better and better they sound. And so it's. It was mighty good to see them again. Lots of stuff has gone on this week, though, and we're going to tell you about that. We're going to tell you about some stuff coming up that hopefully you don't want to miss out on. We're going to tell you about some lies that we've told in this show. You know, I try to tell you the truth. I do. I try to make this as honest and, you know, accurate a program as possible, but we lied to you recently and I've been feeling kind of bad about it, so I think I might have to try to fix that today. And you know, there's still lots of time. If there's something you want to hear today, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook. I'm on the Twitter at Jeff Robson. You know, whatever other method you want to try. There's nobody down here at the university today. I'm all by my lonesome. Nobody around. So, you know, if you want to drop by and hang out, today's a fine day to do that as well. We'll talk about the Folk Fest as well. I don't know if you caught Steel Belt the Radio on Thursday or not. I played some Folk Fest highlights, but I'll play you some more today. But on that note, on the Lynn Miles note there, another fantastic show that just happened this week was early on Monday. Monday, we had our right after the Folk Fest, we had a house concert at the old Sunset Saloon, and you know, it was Brock Zeman, and we've had him there a number of times before, so we knew it was going to be wonderful. But I don't know how these guys just keep getting better and better. I'm talking about Brock and his trusty sidekick Blair Hogan, who is just a wonderful, wonderful player. And they're fine human beings as well, which certainly helps. So they put on a show that was once again pretty, pretty special. And all the new music just sounded so great. And everything just went especially well. And then somewhere in the second set, they snuck in something that that stopped me in my tracks. I got up to go get something, as I always do. You know, I have these house concerts at my house, and I never sit still. I never even see most of these house concerts, it seems. Excuse me. Normally, I turn my mic off when I do that, but I caught myself that time. Anyways, what was my point? Oh, yeah. So I do the house concerts, and, you know, I always want everybody to have a good time. So I'm always running around trying to make sure that everybody has everything they need and, you know, everything is stocked up and ready to go and, you know, just trying to keep everything in order. So I miss things at these shows. I miss them a lot, actually. So I often record the show for myself, for posterity, just in case I miss something, almost always. So I have these recordings of, you know, most of the shows that we've done at the old Sunset Saloon. And it's times like these that, boy, am I glad, because something happened during this show that I almost missed. And holy cow, would that have been bad. I'm going to play the craziest cover of the week. And we're also going to play another cover. Our pal Mike Lynch was in town this week as well at the River City Social Club. And he pulled out a bit of an unexpected cover. I'm going to play something from Mike Lynch. I'm also going to play the song that he covered after this one, although I don't have the Mike Lynch version. So watch for the crazy cover that Mike Lynch did. But first, I want to play you this one, and if I didn't play it for you, I don't think you'd believe me. So I had to pull it up off the recording and check this out. This is a song that I never, ever would have ever dreamed that anybody would ever perform in my living room. But here you go. I won't tell you what it is in case you weren't there. Try to spot it. Okay, here's Brock Zeman performing live in my living room on Monday. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Under his arms like that.
Cat in the jungle. And Clark Kent, now there was a real gent, 'cause he would not be caught just sitting around in the old jungle scape. Dumb as a ape, doing nothing. Another man.
I feel like I'm 30.
I bet you never thought you'd hear a Crash Test Dummy song.
Oh, that's what it is.
Not even tonight, just out of me ever. We're sitting around the Black Sheep Inn, and Dylan said that, said something about that song. And I sang a line from it, and he was like, that's a great song, you know, and got thinking about it. I went home and I watched the video, and the video is even better than the song. It's like heavy stuff. And I just learned how to play it, and then we started playing it. The funny thing about that song is it was a hit, like a huge hit. Could you imagine a song like that being a hit today? Like a song about
even then
Superman?
It was
a little far-fetched. Yeah. Well, we went all over Texas playing that song, just saying, yeah. It's a cool song. You like it? Cool. Thank you. Told one person, Crash Test Dummies. What? It's mine. Don't worry about it.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had sightless eyes telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, giving more than a share. She had me fighting for him. She told me to come, but I was already there, 'cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it, and you shook me hard.
Chased him down to Mexico, but he's
some has slipped away. Yeah, mom and the kids are playing dumb, saying they ain't heard a thing. But sometimes in life, people ain't exactly what they seem. And it's hard times on the left hand, troubles on the right. Hard to be a good man when you're fighting for your life. You'll cheat, you'll steal, you'll never sleep at night. When there's hard times on the left hand, troubles on the has got the whole place wired now, and the way knows every call. They're gonna get that son of a bitch someday soon. Watch him rot behind them bars. But there's a sold sign on the front porch, and the coppers, they don't know. Mom and the kids left late last night for him, and they ain't coming home. Hard times on the left hand, troubles on the right. Hard to be a good man when you're fighting for your life. You'll cheat, you'll steal, you'll never sleep at night. When it's hard times on the left hand, troubles on the
There is our buddy Mike Lynch. He was in town on Friday night at the old River City Social Club. That's something from his album Transitions. He's got a new album called Real to Real, which is pretty great as well. Super nice to see him again, and a lot of fun at that show, that's for sure. Before that, we heard a song that Mike did live at the River City Social Club. I'm sure that the River City Social Club has seen its share of AC/DC before, but that was probably the first country cover of an AC/DC song when Mike and his band dusted off You Shook Me All Night Long. We heard Barney Bentall and the Legendary Hearts there filling in for Mike Lynch on that fine version. And before that, starting us off, a super cool surprise, a version of Superman's song by Winnipeg's own Crash Test Dummies is performed live by Brock Seaman and Blair Hogan at the Old Sunset Saloon on Monday night. Now, speaking of those guys, not only are they fabulous players and swell guys, but Brock is a fine producer, and those guys play on a lot of records by other people. I just got a brand new record that those guys worked like crazy on, and it sounds so good. I wanted to play something from it. In fact, I think I might even play two songs, because there's a song on here about one of my very favorite topics in the whole wide world, and you'll understand that when we get to it coming up in a few minutes. But first, here's a fine one as well. This is from a great album called Music from Big Money. This guy's name is George C.W. Douglas. He is a fine music-loving fellow who I've known in Fredhead circles for many years, And he's finally put out a CD, and boy, are we glad he did. It's a pretty sweet-sounding thing, so I want to play something from George. And, you know, whatever else we can fit in here, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM.
Don't worry, love. Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Willie used to sing One Vessel into his mandolin. White shirt, suspenders, and a shit-eating grin. I remember Willie up on stage at Singer Hall. Lone Star Flex, Shiner Bach, and a crowd that was enthralled. The humble air, harmonica player extraordinaire. Willie P. Bennett, man, I miss you still. We love you, Willie P., I'm guessing we always will. Love you, Willie P. I'm guessing we always will. Elmer Cobalt Bellows Falls from Salt Spring to Montreal. London used to see him all over the place. Home County Folk or Atsmail's Pace. Mariposa Festival of Friends. Peterborough. Grand Band, his legs were kinda skinny, wore a beer can jock, playing shitty. 20 years on Fred's bus, riding that white line for all of us. Hipster Motor used to beat Poet Joker, set up, tear down, beat me at poker. Country squall music in your eyes, songs ain't human, they'll never die. A poet and a genius with a humble air, a harmonica player extraordinaire. Willie P. Bennett, miss you still. We love you, Willie P. I'm guessing we always will. We love you, Willie P. I'm guessing we always will. We love you, Willie P. I know.
This next song is a newer song of ours. It's the first official step I've taken toward trying to encourage the rest of Canada to recognize Willie P. Bennett as a national treasure. This song is called Drive Day. Promise of service with smile. Food.
it's hard to keep a white shirt clean. You boys likely know what I mean. You live your life on the road, and that's how it goes. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. Well, it's hard to keep a white shirt clean when you're in the band and making the scene. Spend all your time in funky old dives. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. Well, Willie P said he liked the crisp white lines. Willie said the ladies like it too. He said he used to travel with a board and an iron till his sister said you and me's through. Well, it's hard to keep a white shirt clean. You boys likely know what I mean. A lipstick on the collar, a hoop and a holler. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. Well, it's hard to keep a white shirt clean when it gets washed in with your jeans. Half a cup of bleach in with the sheet. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. Well, Willie P said he liked the crisp white lines. Willie said the ladies like them too. He said he used to travel with a board and an iron till his sister said you and me's through. Well, it's hard to keep a white shirt clean. You boys like to know where I lean. It's just a little bear to listen to. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. Said he liked the crisp white lines. Well, I said the ladies like them too. He said he used to travel with a board and an iron till his missus said you and me's through. Well, it's hard to keep a white shirt clean. You boys like to know what I mean. You live your life on the road and that's how it goes. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. You spend all your time in funky old dives. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. The old mare's mean and horse shit's green. It's hard to keep a white shirt clean. We'll be right back.
The incredible Willie P. Bennett there from his album Heart Strings. That is One Vessel, and it was mentioned in that song we kicked off, or that we played. That's it. I never got to see him do it live, but I've seen it on video where he used to sing that song into his mandolin, and it was just so haunting and incredible. And just an amazing thing. What a talent. Willie P. Bennett. We're going to come back to him in just a second. Before that, we heard a couple of songs about Willie because we love him so much. We heard Corb Lund's little tribute in there. It's Hard to Keep a White Shirt Clean from his Losing Lately Gambler CD. And Scott Nolan, hometown tribute to Willie, Drive Day There. That's the version from his Canadian Amplifier record, which is a fine, fine version indeed. And before that, a couple of tracks from a new album called Music from the Big Muddy, which is Brock Zeman's studio, the Big Muddy, and this was recorded there, produced by Brock, and of course Brock's usual pals, Blair and Dylan, are playing on this thing, and it sounds so good. We heard I Remember Willie, and I Am from George C.W. Douglas. Thank you so much, George, for sending that to us. You know we're going to spin that again. It's a fine, fine record indeed. Now, speaking of Willie, a couple of weeks ago here on this program, we had our 600th episode, and I decided to go through and do the old statistics and find out, you know, the stuff that we'd played the most over the 600 episodes. And I thought I had it all figured out, and I thought that I had it all, you know, all the I's crossed and the T's dotted and all that stuff, you know, had it all figured out. And then I went and did the show, and then I went home and immediately realized, wait a second, that can't be right. And sure enough, I pulled it up, and it turns out that there were some mistakes made on that show. Now, we were pretty accurate in most areas. We got the most played albums of all time. That was pretty accurate. Our number one album was the Northside Benches. That seems to be true. Our most played artists in history, speaking of Willie P. Bennett, Fred Eaglesmith was still hanging in there at number one. That seems to be true as well. But the one that got the most messed up was the most played songs in history. And I told you that the most played song in history on this program was Light Enough to Travel by Jeff Burner. And that seems to be, not exactly true. It is in a tie for fourth, however. And we're going to play some Jeff Burner because he's coming to town this week. But, unfortunately, he is not as high up as perhaps we led you to believe, because there's just no way that that song or any song really could beat this song. And this is what got me to thinking, are you telling me that I played Light Enough to Travel more often than I've played this song? I've got, let's see, we've got a fine version of this from Rami Mays. We've got a fine version of this from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. We've got a fine version of this from Matt Anderson and Del Barber. Del Barber did a fine version of it for us on our Pledgerama show. And we have the incredible original, maybe even one other that I'm suddenly forgetting. But there's just no way that any other song could be played more often than this one. And for good reason. We've played this 33 times in the past, and we'll, damn it, I'll keep going until it's at 100. Here it is, most played song. The wonderful, once again, Willie P. Bennett with my favorite, Willie's Diamond Joe. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Blinded, and then she touched me there. ever care. She'll curse you and she'll haunt you and do it with a smile. Even when you're on a long road, but down it many a mile.
The 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry. Brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe, but that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Here, Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne.
Roger. You know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna find. I'll pray to baby Jesus, have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Murphy and push the tables back, and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close, oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind appraiser.
My love, I'm asleep, you in late spring, too big the cherry.
I'm telling you to tell the band to go home at 101.5. WMFM.
Come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs.
There is NQR Buckle with Huntsville Affair, and I was going to try to pull it up, but I'm not very fast with this. But that one is on our list of most played songs of all time. It's actually tied with Light Enough to Travel for that honor. And here, can I do this fast enough? I'm not very smart. Here goes. I just wanted to see how many times we've actually played that version of that song, because it seems that we've played it 18 times, but I have a funny feeling that that almost all of those are the other version of the song. And well, you can crunch the number. You can figure it out probably faster than I can, because you're smarter than I am. Just go to tellthebandtogohome.com and you can figure it out for yourself. you know. So anyways, that was in there, tied at number four. We also heard the number three song, Home Soon, the Cherry Song from Oh Susanna. And I know we've played the Sarah Harmer version of that song a bunch of times as well, which always helps get a song further up on our most played charts. And we heard How to Make Gravy. I mean, seriously, how could it's a surprise that How to Make Gravy isn't number one. We play that all the time, and rightly so. And once again, we've got a couple of versions of that song, so that always certainly helps. That is one of the finest songs of all time, as is Willie's Diamond Joe, who that song blew everybody else away. 33 times before today we've played that song, and the next closest one, How to Make Gravy, was only 23. So, you know, it's got a good sized lead. That's all I got to say. You know, anyways, we got to take a break. Holy cow, we're late. Got a bunch of things to do. Did you know it's a holiday today? Special day. It's like my favorite holiday of the year. We haven't got to that yet. All kinds of shows coming up and things to do. And we're going to play a request. If you got a request, we can try to slip it in. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. I'm going to take that break and gargle or something. Stick around.